The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Time for our friend Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from HouseLogic.com to join us. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Pamela, good to have you back. How are you doing?
Thank you, Gil. It's always a pleasure to be here. I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing fine. What do we have today?
Well, you know, today we have some ideas on ways to meet neighbors and be more active in your neighborhood. It's always great to know your neighbors. One of my favorite ways to do this is a community garden.
Which is nice in a couple of ways, because you add some green space to the neighborhood and you save money at the grocery store and produce.
You can say that again. The American Gardening Association told us that a 4-by-16-foot raised bed within a larger community garden can provide $200 to $600 in produce annually, depending on the climate. So there are a couple ways to get involved in this. You can join an existing community garden. That's always an option. Or you can start one of your own, which is more of a commitment, but certainly a way to get more involved in the community.
All right. So help me with this. How do I get this going?
Okay, so you'll want to involve neighbors near the garden site, right? That's pretty obvious.
Yes.
And you'll probably want to put together a committee, say of about, 10 volunteers, people willing to handle things like the rules for the garden. And by rules, I mean things like, you know, the hours that you can work the garden, the use of pesticides, what you're going to do about any shared tools, that sort of stuff. Plus deal with bookkeeping, maybe some fundraising, depending on the size of the garden, and whatever else you might need. Now, many cities require community meetings before issuing permits to garden in public spaces, so you need to consider that as well. And you need to consider whether to buy liability insurance to cover injuries on the site. You know, the owner of the property where you'll be gardening may require insurance. Owners may agree to add a rider onto their liability insurance to cover you. That's one way to go. Now, your liability insurance cost can be anywhere from about $750 to $2,000 a year, depending on your location and the size of the property. Or there's a chance you may be covered under an umbrella policy if you're doing this, say, on church property or an office park or, you know, a residential property where the garden is located.
Okay. Now, how much does it cost for the actual garden?
So initial costs could run about, $3,700 to $7,500 if you have a nearby water source. If not, those costs are going to be higher. Now, a large garden in a public park with city fees and, you know, wages for contractors could run as high as about $30,000. So that's why, remember, before I talked about some community gardens need fundraisers, because that's a lot of money.
Right.
Gardeners can expect to spend about $50 to $100 per year to maintain an individual plot. And you know, donations and sponsors can really help defray those costs.
Now, what about the roof? There are condos that have gardens sprouting on the roof now.
Yes, absolutely. You could organize a rooftop garden with your condo association members. And in that case, on the rooftop gardens, usually the plants are in containers.
Okay, but before the plants are in containers, I take it I'll need permits of some kind. You always need permits of some kind, don't you?
You always need permits of some kind. So you have to check with your local zoning laws. You know, with the rooftop garden, that would absolutely have to conform to local building codes for setbacks, space use, and maximum building height. And, you'll also want a structural engineer to determine if there are any structural issues or restrictions on materials you can use in terms of weight or anything like that. You can expect to pay about $300 to $500 for that kind of an evaluation. And, you know, you'll also need plans for emergency access.
You also need water up there.
You do need water up there. And some rooftop gardeners add water faucets. Some run hoses from the nearest interior faucet to the garden area. If you're using municipal water, the garden water source will need a meter so that you can be tracked and billed, you know, to your garden group for what you're spending. The cost to install a new faucet and dedicated meter runs about $2,800. Or you could collect water in a rain barrel. Be very green about it, and it'll also save you some money. You might also need to consider electrical power if you want night lights in the garden, if you want to be able to see the garden at night, or if you want to make, you know, night hours part of what you do with the garden. And you need storage for shared garden tools. And there's much more on container gardening, so there's a lot to consider at houselogic.com/radio.
All right. What's another way to get to know the neighbors?
So we talked a little bit about this. I mentioned it, sharing tools. So how about sharing tools? That's a great way to get to know your neighbors.
It is a great way, and there's a practicality thing here because tools aren't cheap. And if you use a 14-foot ladder maybe once a year or a couple times a year, kind of depending on how close to a tree you are, that's to clean your gutters. That's a lot of ladder for an annual job.
Absolutely. That is a lot of money. So there are two ways to share tools. This is one of the reasons, just what you said is one of the reasons I really like this idea. So there are two ways to do it. You can just, you know, put together a casual sort of tool sharing thing with your neighbors, or there are actually things called tool libraries. With a tool library, you don't have to lend out your own property as you in a simple tool share. And we've got a link at houselogic.com/radio for a list of tool libraries around the country. There are actually a number of them.
And how does that work? And then I'm always the person to ask this. How much does it cost?
So, you know, with a library, you're going to charge a membership fees of around $20 to $60. And okay. Some libraries charge 2 to 3% of the cost of a tool when it's checked out. If your organization is a nonprofit, if you set your library up that way, you can seek funding for grants from local foundations.
And where do the tools come from? Are they donated?
Yes. Some of them are donated. You can also buy new tools with the membership fee funds.
And I take it there's more about the rules and everything on House Logic.
Yes, because for a library, you need rules for, again, you know, how long you can check them out and all that kind of thing. So, yes, houselogic.com/radio. And by the way, we also have some content at houselogic.com on the must-have tools you need on hand for landscaping, painting, drywall, plumbing. Not like the ladder you're going to use once a year, but the kind of tools you need all the time around the house.
Great. So I know what kind of tools I should have, also what kind of tools might go into a tool library. All great information. All available at houselogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from houselogic.com. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.